Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
How many amendments are there to the U.S. Constitution?
27.
27th Amendment.
When you take what you took from me.
So could you have answered that question? The suspicion that not many of us could, that the Constitution and the courts that rule on it are not well understood by we the people, is what got the folks at Radiolab here at WNYC to create the More Perfect podcast. And they've done something really special for its third season, an album with songs about all 27 of those amendments. Plus, there are liner notes online to read and in the podcast episodes, the first four of which have dropped. Every day during this membership drive, we'll be joined by one of the More Perfect producers to talk about the words and music to a different amendment. And today we're going to start at the end with the 27th Amendment and producer Kelly Prime. Hey, Kelly, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So can you start by reading the 27th Amendment? It's short enough.
I can definitely do that. The 27th Amendment says, "No law varying the compensation for the services of the senators and representatives shall take effect until an election of representatives shall have intervened."
So this amendment has kind of a crazy story, but that text sounded pretty normal. What does it do?
It just basically means that if Congress is going to give itself a raise, that raise can't take effect till after the representatives have gone through an election. So they need to be held accountable to the public.
And it probably helps to know a little bit about how an amendment gets added to the Constitution. Both Congress and the states have to approve it?
Right. So two-thirds of both houses, Senate and House of Representatives, need to approve it. And then it can go to a vote of the states, and three-quarters need to say yes at that point.
And why did that one come so late? You would think that that would be a basic little bulwark against just kind of paying themselves, that you have to go through an election, that a raise that you vote for yourself as a member of Congress can only take effect after the next election. That's basically it, right?
Right, right. And it was a really popular idea back in the late 1700s when the first 10 amendments were getting ratified. The idea was that, like you said, it would prevent corruption and Congress representatives giving themselves raises, but it just didn't get enough states. It was proposed but not ratified, and it just kind of was dead for 202 years. But in 1982, really late, there was this guy, a sophomore at UT Austin, and his name was Gregory Watson, and he was supposed to write a term paper, and so he's like researching and reading, and he finds this old amendment and realizes that unlike most other amendments, it didn't have like an expiration date baked in. It was still good technically. And so he writes this term paper about it and he hands it in to his teacher, and his teacher gave him a C, so he failed. But he just kind of at that point got so into the idea that he was going to get this thing ratified that he launched into a decade-long quest to get it through. And in 1992, he did.
And so on that note, we're going to play a little bit of the song, since this is, you know, discussion of amendments with music to go with each one, the song that artist Kevin Devine wrote for this amendment, and you'll hear references to what Kelly was just describing.
Left out like the college kid, Texas gadfly started it. A thesis his professor didn't buy, then became his life, missionized.
Left out like the college kid, Texas gadfly who started it, a thesis his professor didn't buy, then became his life, missionized. Ha. So you link to the National Constitution Center's entry for the 27th Amendment on the album's webpage, and I'll note that that is co-authored by Zephyr Teachout, former candidate in her law professor guise, and it goes into the way this amendment was passed and what that means for other left-behind amendments. But I see that you have another reason for wanting to get started with this one, the last one first, or should I say the latest one?
Yeah. So the 27th Amendment I thought would be a great place to start because I and most of the staff did not know how many amendments there were when we started this project 2 years ago. And I thought that 27, you know, we named the album that, we wanted to get it out there, is like, there are 27. But on a deeper level, the way we're kind of thinking of the album is like a time capsule, because, you know, it was 1992 when the 27th Amendment got passed. There aren't going to be 27 amendments forever. There will be one day 28 probably, and probably 29. And so this is really a snapshot, like an audio snapshot of the emotional map of the nation right now and what America is becoming.
I shudder to think at what an emotional snapshot of the nation right now would actually look like visually. So what surprised you most as you've dug in on each of these amendments?
I think what surprised me most coming in and thinking that, honestly, I thought there were going to be a lot of duds, like just the boring stuff we were going to have to amp up.
Right, because we only talk in the media about a few amendments, right? We say First Amendment, people know, or they think they know what it is. Second Amendment, if we say take the Fifth, but, you know, maybe 14th Amendment, some of the other slavery-related ones. But other than that, meh.
Yeah, but there's actually, every time the Constitution was amended, it's like, it's a fix, you know? We came to terms with something as a nation that we weren't happy with, and we tried to patch it, or we tried to evolve. And so every single amendment is a way that we're trying to become a more perfect nation. And so there aren't duds. I mean, there's some that are more duddy than others, but there's all of them are really important, and I just didn't expect it.
You want to pick out, we have a couple of seconds, pick out just another sort of random amendment that maybe we'll get to later in the week in some detail, but that sparked your interest more than you thought it would?
Yeah, I think the Ninth Amendment for me, because the Ninth deals with unenumerated rights, and it's like, oh, what does that mean? But there's this crazy story involving this Supreme Court justice who was kind of lazy, and I talked to an astronomer about this word penumbra that comes up in a brief, and just the amendment goes deeper and deeper and deeper the more you look, and turns out with a very poetic answer about the rights we deserve.
And do you have a favorite song?
Yeah, definitely. My favorite song is the song by The Slants, because they're a band that won a First Amendment Supreme Court case. They sued to copyright their name, The Slants. They're an Asian American band, and they weren't allowed to use the name, and they sued and got it, and they went to the Supreme Court. And so when I wrote to them, I was like, will you do a song about the first? And they're like, we'd rather write a song about 18 and 21, which is prohibition and repeal of prohibition. And they just came out with a banger. And it was like so electric and made me so excited for what this project could be. And it's still my favorite to listen to.
Huh. Tell us very briefly, there may be no answer to this question, but since we just talked about the 27th Amendment, no law varying the compensation for the services of the senators and representatives shall take effect until an election of representatives shall intervene. Is there any evidence that it has slowed down the rate at which members of Congress give themselves a raise?
That is really interesting. I don't know the answer to that. Yeah, I'm not sure, but it would make sense.
Since it's a recent amendment, I guess time will tell. But we will have to leave it there for today. More on this around this time every day during our membership drive. So we leave it there for now with a little more from Kevin Devine's song for the 27th Amendment. You can listen or download the whole album called 27 at themostperfectalbum.org and hear the liner notes / podcast episode by subscribing to Radiolab Presents More Perfect wherever you get your podcast. Thank you, producer Kelly Prime.
Thank you.
The house can't grant itself a raise. We can't either, no debate. Since this or any other time.
Tomorrow in the series, Ellie Mistal, legal analyst for More Perfect, joins us to talk about the 13th Amendment, which ended slavery, or did it? Coming up next, it's All of It with Allison Stewart. Among other things, she'll talk to former White House photographer Pete Souza, who's got a story to tell.